Hi everyone, this is another episode of the Voices for Voices TV show and podcast. I'm your host, Justin Allen Hayes, founder and executive director of Voices for Voices. The change up. What's the change up? And what does the band Fallout Boy, the Iceland Volcano, and a job interview have in common? Well, we're going to talk about that today. So just a few minutes ago, was driving in my car, had the radio turned up, and the Fall Out Boy, We Didn't Start the Fire, was on. So for those who don't know, that was a classic tune that was written and performed by Billy Joel many years ago. And Fall Out Boy took that same song, the same beat, and updated the names and current events from the time that the previous song that Billy Joel put out to current day. And one of the lines in the song talks briefly about the Iceland volcano. So that's connection number one. And then connection number two of the Iceland volcano in an interview. What's the change up? How's all this come together? So early in my career, I was working for a steel company called the Timken Company. They also produce roller bearings as well. That's what they're mainly known for. So I'd been working there for close to 5 years, right out of college, right out of Youngstown State. And everything was going well. I was learning, I was growing professionally, personally. Decided to head back to school to get my master's of business administration. So once that degree was earned, once I earned that degree, and then coming up close to about 5 years of working at the Timken Company, I decided to start looking for another job. And sometimes in life, we decide to start looking for a job. Sometimes it's on our own, meaning that we're still employed and we're looking for a new position, or, which has happened to me as well, as being involuntarily let go from an organization, otherwise saying, you're fired. You know, so Donald Trump, you know, is famous for saying, you're fired. And The Apprentice. And either way, you're looking for a new job. You're looking to maybe have a greater title, make more money, move potentially to a new and attractive city that you or family and loved ones are living. And that excitement takes over. And so you start looking for a new job. So that's what I did. I started looking for a new job locally here in Northeast Ohio, and also nationally, call it. And the position that we're going to be talking about today, and the change up, refers to the job that I applied to. The organization is called Tenaris. They make steel tubing predominantly for the oil and gas market. And so at the time, Tenaris was looking to expand their international presence from not only having the headquarters in Buenos Aires, Argentina, but also bringing that brand and presence to North America. So they set up shop in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas, distance from where I live and lived at the time was just over 1,000 miles. So applied to a position. It was a step up title-wise. It was a couple steps up salary-wise, dollar-wise, and applied. So I went through the process, logged onto the website, the job profile, set all that up, uploaded my resume, answered a few questions, and like many other job applications, sent that in. In a very short time, I would say, I received some feedback, and it was very short in that I applied for the position. I went and took a shower, finished my shower, went and checked my email, and I had already received a message from the recruiter or the human resource representative from Tenaris. And they were responding to my job application that I'd sent in. So here, let's call it less than an hour time. Received some feedback. And the next step was to have a phone interview. And that's one of the methods and ways organizations can learn more about us and we can learn more about them and their organization, the job, the title, the salary, and all that good stuff. So set up a future time to talk, have that conversation, and receive feedback that they would like to have another phone interview, but not with the human resource rep or recruiter, but with the hiring manager and a couple of their colleagues. So scheduled that and went through that process, answered dozens of questions. And left that phone interview feeling pretty good, feeling like I answered the questions well, that I expressed my intent and willingness to go on with the job process, if everything worked out, relocate to Houston, Texas. And then a short period of time after that, maybe a week or two went by. And then the job search market at this time, hearing back in a week or two, especially for a job in a different city, a different area, it was really a short period of time. And back at that time, we didn't really have Zoom platforms. Now we had Skype and a couple other platforms and Zoom was out there. But what I mean by not having the Zoom platform, I mean not in totality, in that I could have all my interviews from the confines of my house. And so the next step, with the interest of Tenaris, the hiring manager, and a couple of their colleagues, and myself was to fly down to Houston, Texas, and meet in person with the team. Just as I had done over the phone, this was to be in person in Houston, Texas. So some questions I've received about this are, they asked you to fly down and pay for your own ticket and pay for your own hotel and transportation. And in my case, the organization paid for that. So, well, I made the purchase, picked out the flight, picked out the hotel and the transportation, which ended up being, I believe it was a taxi, like a 5-minute ride from the hotel to the job location. And then I was reimbursed. So, reimbursed means that you or I make a purchase, we have the receipts that shows that purchase. We fill out a form, could be in a Microsoft Excel or another format, Concur, all kinds of platforms. You can submit that information. And then once all that was submitted, scan the receipt, send all that in, then I was sent a check in the mail for the expenses for the interview. And this was before any offer was extended or any acceptance of the offer. So whether things moved forward or they didn't, those expenses I was going to be reimbursed. So that was a big question I had. I was like, I don't have the money to be able to do this, to just fly all over the place and have these interviews, not sure if the organization's serious and moving forward with me or not. So plan the trip, fly down, stay at a hotel for a night. In the morning, I was to meet with the individuals, the hiring manager, a few colleagues, and hiring manager's boss or manager. And so one of the things that was attractive about this position was not only the salary increase, not only the title increase, but that my department led up to management in Milan, Italy. And for me, coming out of school, working for a truly international business that has headquarters outside of the United States, and predominantly in this case, Italy, because I had done my international business class at Youngstown State University, and we went to Italy and saw a ton of businesses, Prada, Gusto Westland, domestic winery, international wineries, Diebold, just to name a few. And so that's one of those things that helped guide my decision at the time. So the plan was to have the hiring manager and their manager, who reside at the office of Milan, Italy, to meet in person in Houston, Texas. So that's how I prepared ahead of time, like I did for my phone interview. But we talk about eye contact and taking your time answering questions. Taking a pause is okay. We don't have to rush into an answer just to try to fill time. And trust me, I've done that many times. So I speak from many experiences of just trying to fill the time and find myself in an answer. In a rabbit hole that I didn't intend to be in. So I have the transportation from the hotel to the Tenaris headquarters, North American headquarters in Houston, Texas, right next to Sheraton Hotel, and next to the Intercontinental Hotel as well. So open the door, go in, look for where the business is at. And so in our conversations with myself and Tenaris, I was told which floor of the building, because there were multiple floors. I think there was maybe 10 or 11 floors, stories of this particular building. So went to where the elevators were, press the up button, go in, go to the floor. I believe it was the 7th floor. Yeah, the this particular business Tenaris was on. And so I went up. Once I arrived, there was a person sitting at a desk, and they said, "Hi, how are you? How can I help you?" "Hi, my name is Justin Hayes. I applied to the marketing specialist role. I'm here to meet with person one and two." So this individual said, "Okay, I'll be right with you. Please take a seat." So I took a seat, come back, the individual comes back and says, "Oh, and right this way." Takes me to this huge conference room. And at this point in my career, I had only been in a conference room for the interview at the Timken Company. And this was this massive room, tons of chairs, TV screens, all the audio and visual equipment, what was there. And so here I am. I was told to pick a seat. So I picked the seat where I felt I would be the most comfortable, and where if there were going to be multiple people, I could, turn to the left and turn to the right and look to the center, or next to me, what have you. And so all these are like maybe minute, minuscule things, but these are things that actually happen. And so we get so focused on us and answering the questions that, where we sit, how high the chair is, how low the chair is, where we are in relation to the other seats and where other individuals. Meaning, when I walked in, I had seen two notebooks at two different seats. And so I was able to take that information subconsciously and place myself where I thought that I wanted to sit. So once all that was through, the time for the interview came and went. A few minutes went by, and so I'm thinking, what's going on? All the other interviews, all the other conversations, they were very prompt. What's going on? And so little did I know, there was a volcano in Iceland that had erupted, and that eruption had went up into the sky. So, lava and steam and smoke and the remnants of a volcano explosion happened. And there were many airlines and many flights in Europe and across the world that had been canceled and moved to different dates and different times. And so that's really tie in, the Fall Out Boy, the song We Didn't Start the Fire, and the Change Up. And so the change up comes in where the hiring manager says, there's this volcano, it erupted. The Barbara, who's the director, she was supposed to fly, to Houston to meet with you. She wasn't able to because all the flights were canceled in this period of time. So we're going to meet with you here in person, and then we're going to have you meet with her via a program like Zoom on these huge 10-foot screens, two 10-foot screens on each side, and then there's a television in the middle. And so that's the change up, flying 1,000 miles, thinking I was going to meet with people in person, and how a volcano had an impact on somebody in Northeast Ohio, myself, in the interview process. And so we talk about, being able to be adaptable, and taking a situation and making the best of it. So I was literally told in the conference room this was happening in a matter of about 5 minutes. So in about 5 minutes time, the TV screen came on. This big screens on the side, projector screens came down from the ceiling, and a couple of the individuals, the hiring manager and one of their colleagues, came into the room where those two notebooks were at. And then all of a sudden, I see myself on the big screen, which was obviously, from the camera, and then I see the hiring manager's manager, the director, Barbara, in Milan, Italy, in her office. And so when I talked about earlier, positioning myself in my seat, so I could be able to be comfortable looking people in the eye, answering questions to the left, to the right, in front of me, etc. Here was something different. Here was the change up. So I was to also have to look to the camera, where the camera was at. So Barbara, the director in Milan, Italy, would see that I am speaking to her, directly to her, through the camera, through the audiovisual program. And so this interview lasted about an hour. They asked me questions. I answered the best I could. I asked a few questions, and the other change up, the interesting part, from where we were, I guess meaning me, the buildings where I had worked, there it was non-smoking, so you weren't able to smoke inside the building. I had to be, so many feet outside the entrances or exits of the building. And so here I am, flew down to Houston, Texas. I'm having an interview with people in the room, so in person, as well as again audiovisually through the audiovisual program, looking at the camera, and then Barbara is looking at her camera and speaking to me. And smoking was allowed in the offices where Barbara was at in Milan, Italy. So here I am again, went through all the details of how I got to where I was at. And this individual, the hiring manager's manager, is having a cigarette, just smoking as we're having this conversation. And I'm scared, I'm nervous, I'm fearful. I never had traveled anywhere for an interview in person. I was still, abusing alcohol on weekends, and so I wasn't at the point where I am today. And so my mindset was just completely thrown for a loop or a change up. In that, here I am, 1,000 miles away, and I'm interviewing for a position, and this individual's like having a cigarette, just like you're at a party or at a club or a bar. So that was the huge change up for me. And so what's all this mean for you? What does this mean for friends and family or colleagues or students at school or faculty members? It's that you just really have to be ready for anything. And since COVID, the audiovisual, the video, the Zooms and those types of meetings, those are more commonplace. So I think more of us are comfortable with those types of interviews, the Zoom interview. So going from the phone interview after the application process to a Zoom interview or whatever that program that you could use, Teams or other programs that does the same thing. So that's one thing that's different today than when speaking well over 10 years ago when this happened. And from that time on, both personally and professionally, that experience made me grow so much. So I ended up taking being offered the position and taking the position, accepting the position and moving down there and worked there and was able to do some work in Milan, Italy. So all that kind of came together. And it was just very, as I sit back today, over 10 years ago, and look at that time, again, I was scared, I was fearful, I was nervous, had all kinds of stress and anxiety for many reasons. And I made it through. And so let the message be today and every day that we're going to be able to make it through, that a situation that may happen that we have a little bit of control over, or like this for me, didn't have much control over the location of the interview. I wasn't able to say, oh, no, I've never had an interview audiovisually, so I can't meet with Barbara, kind of audiovisually through the screens and in the camera. I mean, I could have said it. Nothing was, I guess, stopping me from saying it. But I just went with the flow. And so there's going to be times in your lives and then mine many times where we just have to go with the flow, and we have to, and here's the hard part, we have to believe in ourselves, and we have to be confident in our ability and who we are and what we stand for. And so whether that's a job that you're applying to, whether that is a presentation, either at an office in person or through Zoom, or at a class. Maybe you're in a digital marketing class, and you're asked for part of the syllabus for one of the projects is to give a presentation. Go with the flow. Practice. Try to understand the topic and topics and the flow of, what three or five things you want to discuss. And then believe in yourself. That's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, is to believe in myself. And I still struggle with that, because I look for making the big bang, for making things happen, doing something that's a little bit outside the norm. So earlier this year, again, with our mission trip to a war zone in Ukraine, for many reasons, that was a lot of me going with the flow after making the decision to do it, for the organization to take Voices for Voices 6,000 miles away here from where we're based here in Northeast Ohio, in Stowe, Ohio, to bring the voices of everybody to the front, to the limelight, to give those individuals a platform, an ability to share who they are, their story, their experiences, in the hopes to connect with you, to connect with me. I learned so much through the interviews and discussions that we have. Continue to learn. And just like the change up with that interview process, the way it went, I went with the flow. I believe in myself and my ability. And at the end of the day, that's all we can really do. We can, give it the best. Because there's a lot of factors, a lot of things that we don't control, and we can't influence so much. So that's where the House of You, the brand of the House of You, in the two books that I've written, the Five Workforce Tips for a Successful Career, as well as the mental health story and journey of the House of You Prescription for Living. All those are just believing in myself, that I could help somebody. And that's the goal. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, and for the rest of the days that I am on Earth and able to share an experience. So hopefully this program today has been enlightening at some level. So whether it's the Fallout Boy, or whether it's the change up, or whether it's the Houston, Texas, the traveling, being paid back for travel expenses, or the interview itself and how that went from an in-person interview to an in-person and an audiovisual interview, and how I was able to overcome all that anxiety, all that stress, and do the best that I can. And that's what we're doing here, Voices for Voices. We're doing the best we can to share and help as many people as possible. We've already shared my goal of 3 billion people. I've already shared Voices for Voices with 3 billion people over the course of my lifetime and beyond, just in this past year, by being in a position to sit and to be seen on a television show that is broadcast across the world. And let that be, hopefully, a message to you can dream. I can dream. We can help people. We can help ourselves. We can help our families. So do what you love. Have that passion. Believe in yourself, and be okay taking the answer no. Because life isn't always a straight line, a straight path. The answers aren't always yes. I've received my fair share of no's and continue. But we continue on. We continue on. And by you tuning in today and sharing this episode in our podcast and TV show and attending our events, the A Brand New Day Gala in October, or downloading and donating the replay of the Brand New Day event that we had, just the third annual, just a few short weeks ago. I want to thank each and every one of you who has tuned in at any point of this process that we're going through. And this process is Voices for Voices. Thank you and good day.